This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Mike Shope.
Look at the buttercream on that cake.
And the bulldog.
Yeah, when the kids were little, we just like to go in the lake. Natural selection. You come back great.
On WGR.
Look at that fondness.
Sports Radio 550.
Like the story Joe has about Terrell Dodson ditching the red jersey. Hopefully there was a demonstration where he walks out with it on. And then just rips it off or just quickly pulls it up over his head and just fires it to the ground. That's how you ditch a jersey.
Maybe he burned it.
Well, then that would be the story, wouldn't it? Oh. Tyrell Dodson ditched his jersey and burned it.
I mean, it's making a statement.
Yes.
I'm no longer and nor am I ever again going to be in a red jersey. I am here. You can count on me.
I did not sign up for this.
I think you got to appreciate that kind of dedication.
So that you knew you were not allowed to hit me. If you are not allowed to hit me, I can't hit you, right? Like the red jersey, you can't just hit anybody with that thing on. You have to not. Because that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. No. It's only right.
Yeah, it's only right. Brian Koziol with us. We'll talk a little U.S. Open and the Blue Jays here. More Bills later this hour. Brian, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. I did not think about, I don't know, is this bad? I did not think about the fact that when they play the U.S. Open in mid-June, it stays light, pretty late. And when they play it in mid-September, it doesn't. I did not think about the fact that it would get dark on these guys, Brian.
And that is actually why the field is actually about a dozen golfers smaller. They took that into account, that they would be nervous about daylight. So don't quote me on the numbers, but I think normally the USGA has 156, and this week there's only 144, because an extra 12 golfers, when you're putting them out in threes, that's an extra almost about an hour of light that you'd need to get another 3 to 4 groups in. So they did take that into account.
Bulldog, did you think about that factor?
I did not until you just brought it up. But they should make it. I don't know. I've got like the farthest anyone is from finishing. There, it looks like there's one group that's through 13. So there should be enough daylight to get that done, right?
It's New York, though. It gets dark earlier.
Yeah, it's about, I would say, what, it's maybe 30 to 45 minutes darker than it is here, where we are, obviously, on the west side of the state. But also, for when we talk about the Masters in November, the same thing applied. Now, it was kind of twofold there. They're going to be playing the Masters in November. They are going to, if you remember last year when Tiger won, they pushed up the tee times early on Sunday because of the expected weather. Mm-hmm. It's essentially almost going to have the same feel. Two reasons. It's November, and obviously it gets dark much earlier on the East Coast then, but also because CBS's window to get it in, they wanted it to be done and have room for a possible playoff before the 4 o'clock NFL window starts. CBS will have no 1 o'clock game. They're going to have Masters morning and afternoon, so they're planning on having it kind of be earlier, A, because of daylight, but mostly because of the NFL as well.
I want to know the dates. Where are the Bills that weekend? I want to know the dates. November 12th is the start of the Masters.
And the Bills are that week. They are at Arizona.
Well, no problem then.
Oh, yes. The Bills game will actually come on. I remember looking at this. Actually, right after the Masters. The Bills are not at 1.
Right, it's so a CBS. It's a CBS game. Right. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
It'll go Masters up until 4, and then you'll pick up the Bills Cardinals at 4 o'clock on CBS.
All right. So Justin Thomas -5, Patrick Reed -4, McIlroy -3. These are big names, and these are low scores.
Yes, for one of the hardest courses in the U.S. Open rotation, this, as of an hour ago, was playing as the second easiest opening round. They said that they knew the conditions were softer than what it normally is in June, and definitely guys have taken advantage of that today. Maybe we'll see them with tougher pin placements tomorrow or different tee boxes, that maybe the USGA will toughen it up a little. I'm sure that they don't want to have a winning score be double-digit under par, which maybe it's kind of trending toward at the moment. There is a lot of guys under par, but you mentioned a lot of big names are there at the top. And Reed's a guy that likes playing hard golf courses, so that's not a surprise that he's playing so well. But these greens, when you putt on them, I'm sure if anybody's watched any of the coverage, they're extremely difficult if you miss the green to chip up and down. But they are very receptive to shots coming in, a little more so than maybe what we normally see in the U.S. Open setup.
Yeah, is it harder for them to make those greens as hard as sometimes they like them to be at the U.S. Open because of the season this is being played in?
I would guess that would be a little piece, especially at night it gets cooler. And, you know, as we see at this time of year, you wake up in the morning here, there's a lot of that morning dew on the ground, so I'm sure that's some of it there. But they also can cut the greens, and they can use blowers, and they can go and probably get it to the speed that they would want it to. So maybe it just takes a little more effort, but I'm sure they can get it to where they want it to be.
Fall golf is the best. I didn't even think about these factors. I should have tried out for this tournament. I should have gone into one of the – did they have the whole qualifying system this year like normal, or was that changed too?
It was a little more limited. There was some, but it was not the true open qualifying.
Probably wouldn't have made it.
Yes. Now, Mike, not to distract us here, but since you were mentioning yourself playing, I did actually yesterday, before I came on with you guys in the afternoon, play at Tantera with your old partner a few holes that you used to play men's club with. So he was telling me
Peter?
About no. Peter was a guy that he mentioned, but a gentleman with goatee. Kind of
Joe?
Yes.
All right. Now, how's he? How's his health?
There was no mention of that, so it looked like everything was fine.
Love that guy.
Also in the group was a guy that he said you would know instantly, Music Man. Did you know
Oh, yeah,
that?
Of course. Danny, sure, yeah. Dan, so Dan, what do you think about this, Bulldog? This is the first guy I played with who did this. And I've seen since a lot of people do it. It seems like it's maybe a growing trend, even though I don't play very often anymore. Like music in the golf cart. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I hate it.
You hate it?
This is a recent thing that I've been doing more recently.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I like it too. I came to like it through Joe and Danny. Yeah. Music in the golf cart.
No. I don't.
Lots of journey.
I want to be communing with nature.
Oh, okay.
In the golf course. I need my game requires that I am bonding with the blades of grass. Like that is how I reach my peak self when golfing.
Mm-hmm.
So any I don't need Steve Perry and Neil Sean screwing anything up for me while I'm trying to talk to the weeds. I got things
line.
To do.
What a line. Has that line ever been said in human history? I don't need who? Neil Sean and Steve Perry. I don't need them talking while I'm trying to talk to the weeds. Love it.
Yeah. The weeds, not weed, the weeds.
The weeds.
Just wanted to make sure I'm clear there.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. All right. Well,
I'm not making a drugs point here. I'm making a
sure. Yeah. Brian, are more people playing music in their golf carts?
Yes, and some golf carts now actually have capabilities to actually, like, they have speakers built in them already as well. So you can actually, like, dial yourself in or plug in. A lot of newer carts now have USB that you can not only charge your phone, but plug in to get some access. I know that even the ones at Glen Oak now, you actually can grab it and you can watch, like, Golf Channel while you're playing.
Joe is fired up about this point.
Love
he loves
carts.
It. Yeah, I mean, Dan and I played so long ago. It was a record player and a very long extension cord. I remember him having to hook that up, and it just – can we just start, please?
A 7,000-yard extension cord, yes.
It was a constant problem. Brian Koziol with us on the Wester Hotline. How does your bet look? Brendan Todd had a good day, right?
Yes. He is right now tied for 7th, 2-under, so that's my long shot. So that played out nicely for day one. Thomas obviously winning, so I'm happy there. McIlroy, the other big name for me, that's right there. And Schauffele, too, having a good day. He's -2. So I'm okay. DeChambeau was moving down. He's still under par. That was the guy that probably most would have taken that I just decided I'd. I think partially I just don't love his strategy, and A, and B, I also just, I wanted to root against him. So I know that that's not a good reason to do that sort of thing in this bet, but I like rooting against him. So that was kind of, I guess, a personal pick there. And I've second guessed that 3 times today. Every time he gets to 3-under, I'm like, why did I let my emotion get it out of that pick?
I don't remember any of us ever doing so well. I guess this would be like if you guys were picking, then you were doing so well that I would root for, like, I need the guys that are only going to cost me 25. You know, Bulldog? Like, we haven't been doing this way for very long. But
right, last year was the first year, I think, of this.
Yeah. Right now the leaderboard is such that you and I could end up wanting Justin Thomas to win because it'll cost us 4 times less than if Brendan Todd wins. And we'll be like, yeah, I'd pay the 25. Maybe right now Brian could say, you know what, guys? I'll take 25 right now from each of you, and we call it off.
That's no fun.
No, that's definitely no fun.
I want no part of that. Brian, I mean, I respect what you're saying, but I want no part of
that. Well, I could do this. I could say something like, okay, look, Brendan Todd may be involved. I'll back up Brendan Todd to a normal payment, but you bump up Justin Thomas to a normal payment.
No.
Not gonna no. Nope.
Even right. though it's a different amount.
That's right. I'm actually the actual money difference would be to your benefit.
Yeah. Brian, when we called you, did I have to stay on hold for a long time before you picked up? Because you're starting to sound like somebody that is trying to sell me something here.
You're doing a great job, Brian.
Yeah. the actual money is less. Yeah.
And, hey, speaking of the actual money, by the way, I mean, I haven't been in there, Brian, since March. Like, I know I owe you for the PGA. I just figured we'd get through this and then figure out if you've got Venmo, and then my wife can send you some money.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds perfect, too.
If necessary, whatever.
That's right.
I'm obviously rooting for a saw off here, so nobody has to do anything. Mike, I still owe you something, too. I don't even.
Yeah,
I
that's fine. That's fine. 20. Okay. We can bet tonight's game if you want. Brian, so a few minutes left. The Blue Jays have one more at the Yankees. They've been getting pounded so far in this series. And then tomorrow it's the Phillies, the doubleheader with the Phillies. Is that here?
No, that is in Philadelphia.
Okay.
One of the games is listed as a home game because it was a rain out here. So they are one game tomorrow that listed as the visiting team, one game as a home team, but they're in Philadelphia for that. But,
right.
But you're right. I mean, they've been just getting hammered. New York scored 20 runs Tuesday, 13 runs yesterday, 13 home runs, 6 and 7 the last two nights. Which,
yuck.
I mean, that's just obviously a disaster. It's the first time, I mean, the Yankees are the Bronx Bombers. They hit home runs. That's what they've done forever. It's the first time ever in Yankees history that they hit 6 or more home runs in back-to-back games, and the first time in Blue Jays team history that they surrendered 6 or more home runs in back-to-back games. So obviously an awful stretch. They started the series a half game up. Now they're a game and a half out. And they're not in jeopardy of missing the playoffs by any means. They still have a four-game lead on ninth-place Baltimore, who they have a series with to close out the year next week. But for anybody that was hoping that maybe the first round of the playoffs could be at Salem Field, that's slipping, and it's not necessarily because they can't catch the Yankees. They have enough games left with New York. It's Minnesota right now that's the highest second-place team, and they're three games behind them. So a week and a half to go, you got to gain three games. You got to pass the Yanks, but you'd also have to pick up those games on the Twins because the four seed is obviously the last that's going to host out of the eight that are going to make it in the American League.
Right. So it's four at Philadelphia. In one of the games in the doubleheader tomorrow, the Blue Jays will bat last. Very good. All right, Brian, good luck, and maybe let's touch base tomorrow and see where you stand.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Brian Koziol
awesome.
There.
Yep, and Brian, we did squeeze in a Blue Jays report there, so let's just mention that the Blue Jays update with Brian is brought to you by Taco Bell. Order ahead and pick up your Taco Bell favorites at their contactless drive-thru.
Go to WGR550 on Twitter. Vote yes or no. Music in the golf cart. Already some traction on that.
Get out of here with that.
Remember the one time Dan forgot his iPod or whatever, and he sang the whole round. He felt like we just needed it from him, so his game went south.
It's another
so
thing
did mine.
It's another thing to blame a bad swing on. Why wouldn't you want that? If you mess up a shot, it's like, oh, the music was distracting.
I don't, though, ever remember doing that.
Me neither. I just enjoy it.
It's just part of it. It becomes the background. You know, it's nice.
I don't want anything to take away from my own self-loathing. So I like to blame myself for those bad shots. So I wouldn't. That would ruin part of the experience for me.
Part of me getting used to it, too, is...
You want to talk to the weeds.
I go early in the morning, since I'm not coming in here until usually like noon or a little bit after... Where I'll go sometimes by myself to a course early in the morning, and I'll have Bluetooth headphones in the whole time.
Hmm.
Which I guess could be dangerous if someone hits a bad shot towards me and they yell four, but
yeah,
that gets me used to it.
It's really nice. I mean, I love the company. I'd love to do it. I haven't been able to play all year. Not that I'm Joe Golf or anything, but my clubs are quarantined in Canada, so I can't even go get them.
Terrible.
To play this year. But man, the playing by yourself, maybe my favorite rounds of golf ever were walking to Thunder Bay Golf Course there in Ridgeway and just having like a little cooler and just playing four balls. Nobody is on the nobody's there, and I just am just having the time of my life out there.
You think
no
it might,
music?
Sorry. Do you think it might be against the law to wear headphones while operating a golf cart?
I could see it being against the law.
It might be. It might be.
Now I walk, so.
Okay, well, different. You're safe.
Yeah.
But you can't wear headphones driving a car.
No.
No. So I would imagine that it definitely could be.
Although there probably are some key differences, you know. Can you hold a beer while driving a golf cart? Is that against the law? I don't know. I don't have answers. That's what you're for, Joe. Let's take a break. Sal Capaccio next. Bills Dolphins. How do the Bills look injury wise? We'll find out. This is Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.